Sheila Taormina is no stranger to Olympic success. She won a gold medal in swimming in 1996 in Atlanta, swimming the third leg of the 800-meter freestyle relay race for the United States. She then qualified for the 2000 and 2004 Olympic teams in the sport of triathlon, which includes swimming, cycling, and running. Taormina finished sixth in the triathlon in Sydney and 23rd in Athens. At the Beijing Olympics, she will compete in the five-sport modern pentathlon. The event is meant to imitate the skills needed by a Napoleonic courier and includes fencing, swimming, running, shooting, and horseback riding. Athletes must start with air pistol shooting, then épée fencing. After that comes a 200-meter swim, followed by equestrian show jumping. The final event is a 3-kilometer run, and it all takes place in one day. In early June, the 39-year-old Taormina made history when she qualified for the U.S. team, making her the first woman to earn an Olympic berth in three different sports. And the milestone is doubly special because 4 years ago, Taormina had never picked up a pistol, an épée, or ridden any animal larger than a pony. Taormina said that her new sport demands a great deal of her.
I'll train no more than four sports in a day. I used to try and train five in some days, but it's just too difficult. And so usually in any given day, there's just one of the sports I'm not doing. And it goes from about 7 a.m., I'm starting the training, and I'm finishing up about 5 to 6 p.m. with very little time in between there for anything else but getting to the next practice. But on the Sundays, I have off completely, and I don't go take any, you know, day trips anywhere. I just want to stay at home when I've got my days off.
Taormina is the youngest of eight children with 11 nieces and nephews and says she values her time with her family. In fact, her favorite Olympic memory is not winning the gold in Atlanta, but her sixth-place finish in Sydney in the triathlon. Even though she had no chance of finishing higher, Taormina says that the sight of her family cheering made her sacrifices worth it.
And I was coming down to the last 200 meters of the run to finish, and I was in sixth place. And fifth place was too far ahead. I couldn't sprint to catch her. I had an easy run to come in, and I ran past the 20 members of my family who were at the Sydney Olympics, and all of them were jumping up and down. And that became my favorite Olympic moment because at that moment I realized the people who care about you the most and who I love the most, you know, the relationships that count with your family, your close friends, with your God, those never change based on whether you're winning a gold medal or going to not win a medal at all.
Sheila Taormina almost did not achieve her dream of qualifying in three sports. Because of its elite but small following, modern pentathlon was almost eliminated from the Olympics 6 years ago. Then the U.S. organization that oversaw its development in the United States for more than 50 years folded. And there were financial problems. Modern pentathlon does not draw nearly the support as marquee sports like athletics, gymnastics, or swimming. But Taormina persevered. As part of her efforts to make the team, she sold her house at a loss in 2006. Taormina said she counted that setback as part of the sacrifice needed to achieve her larger goal of making the Olympic team. Then there was doubt whether she would be on the team. Nations can send just two athletes per gender to the Olympic competition, and Taormina was one of three American women to meet the international modern pentathlon standard. However, she beat out teammates Michelle Kelly and Margot Isaacson in the USOC's tiebreaker, her performance in the World Cup this year. Taormina finished ninth, while Isaacson was 10th and Kelly was 29th. Sheila Taormina says that her goal in Beijing is simple, to enjoy the Olympics again as she did in 1996 with wide eyes. She says that while her main goal, getting to Beijing, has been achieved, she will be trying to make the podium. But even if she does not medal, Sheila Taormina says that she is satisfied to finish what she started and to prove that someone her age can learn and compete at a new sport at the international level. I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.